Hey, oh, it's a boy. It's your boy, and I'm a prison boy. These motherfuckers. Apparently,
up.
I'm arrested. I'm sitting in the backseat of their coupe, is what they called it. But really, I'm just being dragged in a fucking cage behind a fucking Volkswagen. They're just dragging me along. They're not going very fast. Their car fucking sucks. I'm just sitting back here in their prison cell. They're taking me to what I could assume be Stone Prison, the rumored Stone Prison. I asked them what charges they have me on, and they just really said, like, they're just calling me mean names. They were just like, oh, you're charged for being a bumberfuck. You're charged for acting stupid around an officer, you shitty little motherfucker. And they look at me and they're like, oh, yeah, you're some kind of dipshit Magoo, ain't you? Yeah, that's another charge. Fucking prinkle dick, wah-wah. They're just berating me, making me feel awful. They didn't take any of my shit or anything. Bella's still in my bag. We're chilling. I guess they're gonna take us away now. Towing us away in their shitty Volkswagen little truck thing. You know, we've been driving for about an hour or two. They're dragging me along a salt flat area, it seems like. It's still pretty dark, but morning's coming up. There's a lot of, as I look around, I see it's pretty much nothing. The salt flats, if you've ever been to a salt flat, this is what they mean by a wasteland. There is nothing. There's just nothing in cracked stone and land for forever, as far as the eye can see, except for the metal towers I see emerging out of the ground. There's all these towers and drills. I don't know what's inside of them or where they are. There's a lot of traps, too. I'm looking around. I see a lot of different traps. There's, like, barbed wire pits and little machine gun turrets that pop up if you hit barbed wire or tripwire. I see that shit. I see the prison. Oh, yeah, I see that's definitely Stone Prison in the distance. I don't like the looks of it. They're pulling up to it now. It's a giant stone castle. It's got these stone towers on the outside. It's not really well done. There's no, like, giant fence around it. It's just the stone prison. I could see in the back there's a couple other areas and places. There's a bunch of convicts and people dressed up in colorful clothing or like colorful accessories and stuff all around the courtyard. None of them are running, but oh, I see. That might be why in the distance. He's miles away right now, but I could see him. It's a knight on a horse. It's a knight with a stag, with the horns of a stag helmet on him. He's got these giant fucking, like, horns coming off the side of his shoulders. This guy looks bad. He's got a bunch of guns. He's got a bunch of guns on his side and on the fucking horse. Oh, I don't want to fuck with that guy. They're bringing me in now. Well, for what for? What for what? Huh? Huh? Wait, I'm gonna sneak my recording box in. They'll never know. And it doesn't look like they're gonna even confiscate too much stuff from me. Get your hands off me. Fuck you. You gotta. They're bringing me in now. What is this? Your shitty little prison taking me through your corridors?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of garage doors. It's just stone corridors with, like, garage doors all around me. There's one that's open. Oh, no. Don't throw me in here. Throw me in your shitty little garage hole. Oh, they're closing the garage door on me. That thing's going down. Oh, no. Is this my prison cell? Is this how you guys imprison people? I'm supposed to live in this shitty little garage? This little, like, 10x10 garage? What the fuck am I supposed to do in here? Well, I don't know who I'm meeting here. I don't know what I'm gonna have to do to survive. I don't. At least it's still me and Bella. We're gonna sleep for the night and then we'll see what happens in the morning and who will meet and what kind of fuck faces live in this prison. It's that Grease Valley Radio in a stone prison to you. Oh, I just woke up. It's been a long night. Oh, the garage door's creaking open. What the fuck? Who is it? Who's letting
me
out?
Molly, welcome to Stone Prison.
Hi.
I am Holy Marcus,
Holy Marcus, I'm here to show you around and make sure that you're okay.
Okay.
So welcome to the Stone Prison. It is right now free time. You could go wherever you want, wander the desert, go to the mines if you want some food tickets. Food tickets are rare to come by, so you know, if you could get some, go down to the mines, work some, you know?
No, that doesn't
sound
nice.
Run, though. If you try to run through the mines and exit through there or go through the salt flats, I mean, you saw the salt flats. There's no escaping. And if you do, Gunknight will hunt you down, and you don't want Gunknight to get you. So, you know, stay in here with us. They go to the sports zone. Go to the sports zone. You could get some food tickets there or head to the God's tent with me. And you can enter my militia. My militia is well-fed and well-entertained.
No thanks.
Think about it, Bali. I'm gonna go wake up the other prisoners. You have a great day. Holy Marcus, we'll see you later.
Goodbye. Ugh, this fucking prison's awful. Your fucking free time. What the fuck am I supposed to do? There's just a lot of scary people with lots of fucking colorful accessories all over them. I don't know if they mark gangs or what the— Whoa! What was that explosion over there? I gotta go. Hello? You okay?
Who the fuck are you?
I just came to check out.
My garage? What's up, dude? What's up, dude? My name is Donnie Crash.
What's up?
I'm fucking Donnie Crash.
What's up, Donnie?
You don't know me? I'm a highwayman leader. I was one of the biggest affiliates, one of the most trusted affiliates of the highway folk. I made all their explosions, I made all their guns, their big bigs. You think any other Leviathans would run without me? Without me? Donnie Crash? What the fuck? Hey, what's up, you new around here?
Yeah, I'm Bali. I like your overalls with a no shirt aesthetic and the goggles, it works good. Hi Donnie, nice to meet you.
Oh shit!
What?
Hi new kid, hi newbie. Come on, follow me around. I'll show
Let's
you
go.
The way of the Stone Prison. Stone Prison will eat you alive if you don't know what you're doing, sir. You gotta trust me. Yeah,
okay.
I'll show you around. I know all the good goods. I know all the places where you get your dank. I know where you get your monies, where you get your foods, all the good stuff. You know, in here, money won't get you far. But if you give it to Mega Millions, he might give you a cigarette.
Ooh.
Or he might give you a cigarette burn. You never know what's up. So, we all live in these garages, and you could tell some have different markings. You want to stay away from those. Those black fire extinguishers. No. Stay away from those. Those are fuck boys. Those are the Cauldron Findro boys. Nah, fuck them. You want to look out for, that one right there? You see that one with the gold spray paint on it?
Yeah,
with the gold spray paint, the money sign? That's Don Drug. Don Drug will give you all the dank. You know you need schmeg? You need toilet dank? Go to Don Drug.
Okay.
Go right over there, he'll hook you up. He's a psi vampire, actually. He's a psychic vampire, if you've never heard of them. There were some sanguine vampires in here not too long ago, but they were feuding, they were fighting. The psychic and the sanguine vampires didn't get along, so, you know, the one person that's sticking around still is Don Drug.
Okay.
He'll sap the energy right out of you, you know what I mean?
Doesn't sound great, but I like Schmidt.
If you ever see Neville Whistleman, he's a good guy, he's a nice guy.
Okay.
Hondo Bunk. If you're ever in a sticky position, Hondo Bunk will really help you out. He's a big old tough cyborg man. He's really cool. He's really good to us. He's got like a cannonball arm.
Oh, nice.
He's really cool. Mega Millions is an old friend of mine. Mega Millions, like I said, you give him a couple bucks, he'll give you a cigarette.
Nice.
Nobody knows why he wants all this fucking money. It don't work.
Yeah, what does he do with
it? He collects it. He collects rares, bills, and stuff like that, so, you know, there's a couple friends in here, but who are you gonna wanna watch out for?
Uh-oh.
You gotta watch out for all the danger fucks out here.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking like the sewer squirrels. The sewer squirrels are a bunch of scum fucks. They're a gang, they'll fuck you up. They're the other gang, the Violent Crest. There's a couple, like, minor gangs, but the Violent Crest are a bunch of reptile folk. bunch of salamander folk, chameleon folk, lizard folk, a bunch of them, even some turtle folk. I heard a turtle runs their group, but nobody's ever seen them. The violent crest and the sewer squirrels, they fight a lot. I mean, the sewer squirrels, they're just a bunch of, like, junkies who live in the sewers who are picked up by the stone cops, but, like, you never know what they do. They come up with a bunch of experimental weaponry, so you gotta be careful. I heard some of the Violet Crest have some mana users, so you gotta be careful. Oh, Murder Coat? Ex-Warden Murder Coat. Like to go around and just rough up a bunch of motherfuckers, cause, you know, he's not warden no more, but he says he's warden of these fucking prison cells now, you know? It's a way for them to have double warden, essentially. I mean, Knife Guy is dangerous to you. You know, be careful of him. He doesn't start a lot of trouble. Oh, look, see, there's another fuckface. Watch out for Judge Killian. He's getting beat up by a couple salamander folk right now.
He's getting
another
mauled.
Day in Stone Prison. You gotta be careful. Hondo Bunk, he's over there. You can see him trying to... Yeah, he's talking to Marcus's militia. And Marcus's militia, you know, they're a bunch of, like, fucking coked up drug heads. So, Hondo Bunk tries to deprogram them.
Big goatees. Because
Holy Marcus tries to incorporate them into their cult. So you gotta be careful. Let me take you to the sports zone. You'll really know how the Stone Prison functions. Stone P, you only know how this place functions once you know what the sports zone looks like. So stay safe. And as the Stone Prison motto goes, live for Slamtopia. Big ol' Slamtopia.
Okay.
Let's go check it out, Molly.
Yeah, let's go check it out. Hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for showing me around. This is awesome. Everybody, stick around. We're going to go to the sports zone, and we'll see what Stone Prison's really like. Ayo, it's that Bing Bumble Bolly coming straight to you, GVR.
Come on, Bolly. I'll show you all around. Yeah, come out the doors, yes. This is the desert. Welcome to the desert.
Oh, yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah, don't try to run, though. You try to run, Gun Knight gets you every time.
Every time, really?
There's never been a time Gun Knight hasn't not got someone, so.
Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, but there's plenty of places to hang out. I mean, don't go over to Holy Marcus's fucking drug tent. Trust me, not something you want to fuck with.
No.
Way too much religion in that pit.
Religion and drugs.
You know, like,
uh-oh.
The sports zone is pretty good. The sports zone's where I like to make a lot of my tickets, and we got a whole system down there. Let's head over to the sports zone. Yeah,
let's do it.
That
I like
big
some good
broken dome over there. Yeah, we'll head over there and I'll show you how we get our food tickets.
It's just a giant
cracked
dome.
You'll want to go into the mining pits. That place is depressing.
Oh, yeah. Mining pits doesn't sound good. Sports sounds all right. Let's check it out.
Yeah, we play all kind of sports here. And the officer who overlooks the sports zone is, I mean, kind of cool. She's a little eccentric and a little loud, but, I mean, she loves the stuff we put on, so.
That sounds good.
That's about as good as you could get.
What's that glass tower?
Oh, and you see that glass tower over there?
Yeah.
That glass tower you're going to want to avoid. Guards will shoot you if you go within like 10 feet of it. They'll just start wailing on you if they're in the got fists.
Shit, alright. Well,
let's
go inside.
They wear their stone armor because, bullets can't go through
that?
It. It's essentially bulletproof. We've tried, but if a bullet's not going through it, you think a knife? You think knife
nah,
is
you
gonna
got,
stop
you're not
a
gonna
stone
stab
cop?
Through that
nah,
giant stone
those cops
armor.
Are pretty safe, especially the ones in full stone armor. Those guys are a little spooky. Most of them are just wearing the kind of like football pad looking stuff or like a vest. Sports zone's a lot cooler. The stone police usually take off their stone armor and they take it easy here just because they like to see us rot fiends fight for our lives.
Huh. Well, the sports zone is a giant cracked dome with a lot of broken glass on this black concrete, a lot of bloody steroid needles, a bunch of sweaty, bleeding, flexing folk just staring at me. Whoa! Who's that?
There, Bolly. She calls herself Karen Grenade.
What the fuck is she riding?
Karen Grenade, you're not gonna wanna fuck with her. She rides atop her Enertron Freedom Eagle, and nobody's ever been able to stop her. She's run the sports gun for 2 decades, 3 decades, maybe even at this point. I have no clue.
She's like 8 feet tall.
Karen Grenade, not somebody you're trying to fuck with on an average day, but she does run some pretty cool sports.
Okay.
As you can see to the left and the right, there's 2 different giant zones. We only play 2 real sports here, and we try to keep it as entertaining as possible. To the left, you got the Prison Blarg Ball. Prison Blarg Ball's always fun as fuck, but it's not my cup of tea. But you know, they have great games in there. Lots of different Blarg Ball types in there. Sometimes they use tire irons. Sometimes they use lanterns. The oil matches are really neat. Definitely gotta check out one of those prison oil Blarg Ball matches. And they have like Blarg Ballers from other prisons come around and compete and stuff like that. They fight off. Not my cup of tea. To the right, you'll notice the big, the best wrestling pit in all of the filthy states.
Hell yeah.
This is my wrestling pit. I run this shit. If I'm not making some type of drug or explosive in my garage, I'm in here running the fucking wrestling pit to make sure these idiots aren't killing themselves.
Okay.
And they're getting each other killed. It's terrible. When I first came here, it was just a bunch of bumblefucks murdering each other in a pit for the entertainment of the cops above.
Well, that's not good.
But now, I've organized it all. It's actually safe. They don't even hurt each other anymore. It's just like a live match of actual wrestling. Before, they're treating it like gladiator pit match. They weren't, you know, chin to chesting or making sure each other's spots were safe.
You gotta be safe.
It was essentially like they're just giving receipts the whole time. It was
just
terrible.
Punching the shit out of each other.
Wrestling. I taught them the art of wrestling, and now they know really how to have some of the best promos, how to really build up these cops and get them excited. Because the cops don't need real violence. They just need the illusion of violence. They just want to get rowdy. They want to get loud. They want to get drunk and see people beat each other up. So we make all these characters and all these promos. We have writers. Some people don't even need to fight anymore.
Oh, you guys
they
got
just,
a whole
like,
production
team. Write for the shows and then get some of the food tickets that we all get and we distribute out.
Nice.
Take a look tonight. See all the look up there. All the cops, they're all coked up. They're all drunk, high as fuck.
Oh shit, they're throwing bottles down here.
We're just goons down here. So every time we organize it to make sure that you gotta go to both ends of the pit. So most of the time you're not supposed to know who you're fighting. But we organize all of it. So we say Slamtopia. And as soon as we do, we both know that both of the wrestlers are ready. Everybody knows.
Okay.
If one of the person says Slamtopia and the other person doesn't, back away. You could assume that's somebody who's probably going to murder you. They're not in on the wrestling. But if they're not in on our wrestling universe, you can't trust them. You got to be able to trust the person you're wrestling. Look, tonight, it's fucking Neevil. Neevil Whistle Gun.
He's small.
A baby-ass, weak-ass cyborg. He's a great guy. He's a fun guy, like I said. But tonight, he's taking on Motor Gut Maxis.
Holy
Motor
shit.
Gut Maxis, an absolute fucking trochanthrope.
What does that mean? 600?
You know, kind of like those lycanthropes, but instead he gets like tires start growing on his skin.
What?
Turns into tires, starts going all fast. His gut turns into a giant motor that he could jam somebody into and he eats them up. This match is going to be a slaughter match. We're going to want to keep it quick and simple. Neevil is really good at looking like a doofus when he gets beat up. So we're just gonna have Motor Gut really, slaughter match this motherfucker, and it keeps all the cops entertained, and they're high as fuck, so, you know, they can't abuse us if they're high and being rowdy at each other and having fun. It used to just be this outrageous violence and obnoxious death. It was all bad. These fake matches, a lot better, a lot safer, and we practice them, and we make sure that they're entertaining and fun. Neevil gets her karate.
Holy
in.
Shit.
Because, you know, he can't just completely lose the whole match.
That was
gotta
awesome.
Be able to get a hit in here or there. we have the most popular wrestling pit, the fucking, the Stone Prison wrestling pit. One of the best in the filthy pit states all throughout. There's no doubt in it. You know, it's a good way to get your food tickets for the night.
Yeah.
We could get you in on it. We could get you in
Holy
on a rider
shit.
Or something.
Did
yeah,
Motor Good just
good.
Hit the Motor Buster?
I've got to cook up an idea for tonight. So I'll tell you what. I'll have one of my people come get you tonight. And, we'll talk. We'll talk, okay. Bali. You take it easy. You go check out the prison. I'll see you later, man.
I'll see you.
Fucking Donnie Crash out. Yeah.
See ya, Donnie Crash. Holy shit, did you see that Motor Buster? That motherfucker, he did a spinning DDT off of the fucking wall. He wall ran into that, and then Motor got just like, from the DDT position, he just got DDT'd. He lifts his head up, and then just spine busters fucking Neville, almost in half. Neville's like robotic arm flew off, and you could see it like crawling towards his body again, like, holy shit. They got some dope-ass wrestling matches here. I love good Hurricanrana. Motherfucker, I gotta see more Neville. This guy's goofy-ass face. I mean, he gets hit with a clothesline, and he does a triple backflip. This guy's fucking awesome at selling his moves. I gotta check out more wrestling pits. Imprison Blarg Ball sounds interesting. Karen Grenade said that she's gonna be playing the hourly ad. So I'm just gonna hold my recordy box up and let you guys hear the ad she's gonna play, and then you know, we'll be back to you soon. I might just like go hang around for the day and check the place out, and then head back towards my garage. So if you know, Donnie Crash is looking for me, he can find me. I wonder what he's got to talk about. Hopefully more wrestling pit stuff. I'm so excited. The prison, you know, fuck these stone cops. They're wanting us to kill each other for their entertainment, but we'll play the system. Y'all gotta stick around. It's that Grease Valley Radio to you.
Hey, it's Commissioner Knox, Commissioner of the Sports Prison Entertainment. We're coming to you with some prison blarg ball. You want to see the hottest prison blarg ball in all of the filthy states? Well, head over to the thriving Tacoma Dome. We're doing so much blarg ball here. We're doing wrestling pit. We're doing blarg ball. We doing death dancing. We're doing everything you could ever want. The premier post-money sports hole. Come on down and watch the Ice Vault Penitentiary take on the Leviathan Canyon Jailers in a premier game of giant prison blarg ball. We got the premier prison blarg ball coming to you. Come check it out. It's that motherfucker. Impression Sports Entertainment. I'm Commissioner Knox. Listen to me or die. Yeah. Rah.
So I've been waiting, and Donnie Crash said that we're gonna have a meeting tonight and that tomorrow everything's gonna change. So I'm excited. I'm waiting for them to break. Oh, my garage door's cracked open right now. Is that Murder Gut?
Hey, come on, little guy. We got business.
Oh shit, Motor Gut's so big. I didn't realize he could pick up these garage doors like they're nothing. Okay, let's sneak out. Yeah. What are those, like, shoddily built little stone drones? What the fuck? They can't fly right. They're too heavy. This is stupid. Let's get into that dank ass garage that fucking Donnie Crash calls home. Yeah, the smell of pastrami, vodka, and carburet batteries is very strong from this way. I could tell we're going the right way. Hey Donnie. Oh shit, we got everybody here. It's Donnie Crash, Moto Gut, Hondo Bank, Bunk. Sorry, man. Mega Millions, Judge Killian, even a Violent Crest Outcast.
This must be River Wake. I've heard of River Wake before. So what are we doing, Donnie? What's the plan for tomorrow? What are you trying to get into?
What's up, everybody? It's Donnie Crash. These fucking police, these stone cops broke my fucking voice neck. I'm using another fucking voice mod. This is the fifth modulator I've needed this week.
Oh, shit.
These fucking stone cops, they're going way over the edge. I'm done
like
with
always.
This prison. We gotta get it out of here. All of us. We're gonna escape.
Oh.
And to do that...
What?
To do that, we're gonna need a riot. And to
what?
Riot, we need to make the best Slamtopia event ever. The best one any of the guards have ever seen.
Okay.
And while we're doing some of the best spots in the pay-per-view Slamtopia Mega Slam event, we have a Blarg Ball game go wrong. We orchestrate a Blarg Ball game where we get everyone involved. And the whole prison's Blarg Balling. Nobody can stop it. With this giant distraction, we'll go set the prisoners free. And we can get access to the mining equipment. Think of it.
Yeah.
These shitty stone cops know that bullets can't get through their stone armor. But what about a pickaxe? What about a sledgehammer? We got all the mining equipment already in the prison! Let's take it, and with all the distractions, we can take it over! And with that, I get to the main point. Without this, the whole thing could go sideways. This is the nail in the coffin. Bali, you're gonna have to take this flare gun. You're gonna have to take this special golden flare gun I made all the way to the glass tower. You gotta go all the way to the top of that glass tower and shoot off the flare. From there, man, you'll see what happens. After that, the highway queens will come and the cavalry will be here. We'll get out of here, but we need to make a distraction so they can get in and so these shitty stone cops never know what fucking hit them until it hit them.
Hell yeah.
And don't worry, Bali. Once you're up there, you can use your radio transmitter if you can to try and contact the highway queens. We'll fight off the guards at the entrance with the pickaxes and sledgehammers. Till then, we'll make sure the guards never know what's happening.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta get the fuck out of here, folks. We're done with this place. Mundo Hunk, or Hondo Bunk, you almost done with that prison blunt?
Oh,
look at that.
You rolling that the whole
pass
time?
Pass that beauty array around.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a goodie.
That's a goodie. Good job,
yeah.
Hondo Bunk, the premier blunt roller of the group. You know you got a good group if you got a blunt roller. This is our pre-victory blunt, everybody. And we will escape tomorrow!
Bali.
Tomorrow morning, go to your assigned positions. I'll make sure everybody goes to the right places. We'll get ready. And when it happens, you'll know when you know.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to bed.
Let's go.
Night-night.
Night-night. Oh. Big Bumble Bali here. I'm taking a shower. I'm getting ready for the escape tomorrow. I'm excited. I've made so many good friends already. I mean, this has been a breeze. Taking back the valley will be easy at this point. Finishing up my shower. I just got to get ready for tomorrow. I mean, looks like Knife Guy is bumbled in here. He smells of vodka. He smells horrible. I understand why he's taking a shower, but he's standing in the doorway. All of his clothing's on. He's not taking his clothes off. He's just, the water's just pelting him and his clothing and his giant greasy hair, his greasy white hair. I don't trust this guy. I need to get out of here as soon as I can. I think I'm gonna get out, but he's standing in the way.
Where are you trying to go?
I'm trying to go. Can you let me out, knife guy? Excuse me.
I'm showering here. Sorry, buddy.
No,
I'm just trying to
I know,
to shower,
but I need to get
right
through.
Here. Yeah, no, but you're not getting past me is the thing. You just
why?
Gotta wait
what?
Till I'm done, you know?
No, why are you showering in your clothes?
I mean, I wash all my clothes and my body at the same time, because I'm a fucking genius, duh.
I don't know. Let me out, knife
nobody
guy.
Nobody understands how smart I could be sometimes. I'm just here, you know?
Whoa, why are you swinging the knife at me? You're swinging that knife lazily at me.
No, it's just the knife. It's just the Alamo.
Stop waving the knife.
You guy, he's just chilling.
No, stop. Hey, you trying to stab me?
Hey, man. Come on, I didn't want to do
stop!
This. You think me, knife guy, out of anyone wants to do this? But nah, they offered me a couple cases of mud burgers,
stop!
Some vodka, you know, and Knifo's been hella angry lately, so I just gotta...
Get away!
Gotta give Knifo what he wants, you
no,
know?
No, stop! Get away from me!
Get away from me, Bali, I'm gonna get you!
No! Someone help! Help! Stop!
What?
Oh shit, he hit his head. He hit his head and then like rolled onto his knife. No, don't roll onto your knife. He's bleeding out hard. His head's all cracked. He doesn't look there anymore. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Wait, did this guy just try to assassinate me? And then, oh fuck, I gotta get out of here. No. Oh no, people are looking at me. No. They're thinking I stabbed knife guy with Knifo. I didn't stab him with his own Knifo. Leave me alone. I gotta get out of here. I gotta wait till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning we'll escape and everything will go away. Who the fuck's trying to assassinate me? Oh, I gotta get out of here now. I had nightmares of the fucking knife guy again. Oh, I'm never gonna be able to forget last night, but it's morning. It's time to do the riot. We're here to do it. We're here to get the fuck out of here. All I know is I have the flare gun, and I'm the most important part of this, apparently. Donnie Crash thought it'd be a good idea to give me the flare gun, so that guy is apparently already up. I see his garage doors open. He's off. He's organizing the Slamtopia PPV, the pay-per-view main card. Holy shiz, he got a big old mash for him. Karen Grenade's excited. I heard even Holy Marcus and his militia might show up just to like check it out because they're so excited to watch Mega Millions versus Moto Gut. Moto Guy has been a number one contender for fucking like 6 months now. He's been building his career up there. They had a big old thing where like Moto Gut stuck a Mega Millions $1 million briefcase into his giant truck and it ate it up and it ate all the old money. You get it? Money doesn't matter anymore, so who cares? But like, you know, it drives the cops crazy and they go crazy and Mega Millions like, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you for that. And then flying her Karana's motor gut into the fucking steel cage. It's gonna be a great match. Nobody can miss it. And that's the point. Besides that, we got Hondo Bunk going over to the Blarg Ball Arena and apparently he's gonna get everybody riled up. We're gonna make a fucking prison-wide Blarg Ball game. The best wrestling pit match ever alongside the Blarg Ball fucking prison-wide event. That'll be a good enough distraction for me to get in. So right now I'm kind of posted up about like 50 feet away from the glass tower now. This glass bulletproof tower. I'm just staring at it. It's at least 7-8 stories up. If I get up there and shoot the flare, we'll definitely be able to. And maybe I could get my radio transmissions out there and get in touch with the highway folk. The highway queens will come and then they'll come save us. It'll be a good job. And you know, if we could get the mining equipment to fight off all those stone armor fuck faces, we'll be looking great.
I could hear some commotion coming from the sports zone now. I'm watching the Vanguard. There's four Vanguard stone guards in front of it, in front of the glass tower. But I see they're getting a little distracted. Once they leave, I can fucking bust in there. Oh yeah, the sports zone's going crazy right now. The sports dome's in. Oh no, the Vanguard guards are getting freaked out. I'm hearing reports. They're bickering back and forth, talking about how Karen Grenade is AWOL on the scene, as hordes of minions are playing fucking Blarg Ball. Nobody's considering themselves out. Everybody's missing some of the best wrestling in all of fucking prison sports. So everybody's heading over there. There's hordes of people running over to the sports zone now. A bunch of prisoners, a bunch of cops. Everybody's heading over. The Vanguard's gone. This is my moment. I gotta get in it. This fucking door won't open. There's a giant ass lock on it. There's a stone lock. I don't even know how you make a stone lock, but there's like an obsidian stone lock. I gotta break it off. Wait a second. I know how to do this. Wait a second. Let me look around. Where the fuck is it? Where is it? Is it in my bag? There it is. The bracelet of lying. Ooh, the magic bracelet of lying. I put this onto the fucking lock. Watch this. Put it on the lock. Now, I'm prettier than you. I'm fucking big dum-dum. Look, I'm lying at this thing. The bracelet's getting all hot. It could tell I'm lying. I've truly loved somebody. I've eaten pizza before. I've smoked a billion ounces of weed. Oh no, oh no. It's starting to cool down. I need to make it hotter. What's the hottest lie I could tell? Kate Bush wasn't the queen of dream pop. Oh no, now it's getting all, boo! Busted up, hell yeah, let me in. I gotta get up here, I gotta get way up to the top, I gotta go. Oh no, everybody's fighting down there. I can see all the violence. I'm running up the bulletproof tower now. I can smell, what is that, frying cables? And there's a bunch of, the smell of honey, sweet, sweet honey. I gotta get up these stairs quick. I can see it from the tower. As the higher I go up, the more I can see. The sports zone is in complete hell. Everybody's playing Blarg Ball with giant boulders and hitting each other with rocks. This ain't looking good for the cops. Hell yeah. Oh no. I can see the Vanguard's heading back to the entrance. No, oh no. Boo! Wait a second. The miners. There's a bunch of a bunch of cops are running from the miners. There's a bunch of miners coming out with pickaxes, and they're pickaxing right through the armor, hitting the stone cops with sledgehammers. Oh man, we got access to the mining equipment. There's no way they stop us now. Look, there's a bunch of miners protecting the entrance now. You'll never get us. Stone prison miners for the win, baby. The Vanguard's all confused. I'm getting towards the top now, and I can see more wires. There's a bunch of frayed wires up here and sticky pink honey. There's a bunch of pink honey all around me. It's getting hard to move up here. I gotta... What the fuck is that? Is that a horned giant bee? There's a giant bee looking up at me. It's got all these wires stuck in it. We gotta get those wires out of you. There's a bunch of generators. All the wires from the bee are going to the generator. I gotta rip these things out. No, it's okay, baby. It's okay, baby bee. I'm here to save you. It's a giant bee. This thing's 4 or 5 feet big. It's got these giant, like, antler horns. I'll save you. No. Don't worry. I'll get you out of here. We gotta get you free. Wait. Yeah, I gotta shoot the flare. I'll be right back, baby bee. I gotta shoot the flare off the top of the tower. I gotta climb this fucking glass ladder. Climbing the glass ladder to the glass ceiling. Oh, I'm out of here. I can see. Oh no, there's a bunch of. Whoa! There's a rocket! A rocket hit the tower! There's a bunch of bullets flying at the top of the tower. I gotta peek my head up. I can't get hit. I gotta shoot this flare. Yeah! The giant green flare is flying through the sky. All this green smoke is enveloping the sky. I just gotta hope the Highway Queens can hear us now. I'm broadcasting as loud as I can. Highway Queens, if you can hear us, please save us. We're at the Stone Prison. Donnie Crash sent me up here. You gotta save us. Oh, I gotta go back down there and save that bee, that big old bumblebee. It's a big old... Oh, it's orange and pink bumblebee. It's 5 feet
big. I gotta... Oh, baby, don't worry. It's fuzzy. It's so fuzzy and soft. I gotta rip these cables. I know it hurts. We'll help you. I'm ripping these fucking cables out of this thing. Worst case, me and this bee will fly out of here. I gotta... Oh, it's like... putting honey. It's putting the sappy honey all over its wounds. Yeah, that'll save you, baby. Ugh. Everybody's fighting outside. All the bullets are flying. What the fuck is that? Oh, no. The tower's been crashed into. What the fuck is that? Everybody's screaming. It's the victory. Scream. Is that a fucking train? Come on, Stagathy. We gotta get you out of here. Come on. Grace Valley Radio to you! Holy shit, we gotta get out of here now, Stagaby. I'm calling the big old bumblebee Stagaby from now on, because look at this big old stag horns on it. We gotta get us out of here before the gun night comes. Come on, holy shit, this giant train is shooting off fireworks. There's a bunch of, it's a colorful ass train. It's super long. We gotta get on the train while it's here. This must be the Highway Queens. It's got a bunch of like giant bones, like bones from like, these must be from mammoths and leviathans. Oh my god, all these guns on it, they're fighting all the stone cops. This is our moment to leave. Come on, we gotta get on.
Y'all got 2 minutes to get on.
you heard Donnie Crashy screaming at everybody. We gotta get on it. We got 2 minutes left before the end of the train comes. Come on, baby, we gotta get up. We gotta rip all the fucking cables out of the Stagaby. See, you're feeling better. The honey is healing its wound. The pink honey is even healing some of my wounds. It's free. Can we fly out of here? The entrance is all fucking dunked up with a bunch of fighting. You gotta fly out of here, Stagaby. Fly right onto the train. Can you do it? Come on, baby. Yeah. Oh my god. Stagaby is flying. We're 3 feet up, 4 feet up. Oh no, we're like 80 feet up. We're off the top of this glass tower. We're flying towards the train now. There's a bunch of ones with open carriages. We gotta fly into one of those train carts. Come on, Stagaby, you could do it. You're the best. Oh, is that Holy Marcus down there? Holy Marcus is looking up at us. He's forming these like crimson fluid spirals with his hands. What the fuck is he doing? This blood magic? This fucking evil ass necromancy? What the fuck's this dude doing? Man, we gotta get out of here. Come on, Stagaby. Yeah! Hundo Bunk just fucking slammed into him. Yeah! Spine bustered him. Holy shit. Holy Marcus is spine bustered on the fucking ground. That's called the Colt Ender. Yeah, I'll talk about you, Hundo Bunk. You'll be a wrestling legend. Oh, man. You gotta get on the train, everybody. Stagaby, right here. Oh, there's a bunch of candy in here. We landed inside of an open train cart filled with old candy. This is good. Yeah, Bella, are you okay? Yeah, Bella's all right. We're okay. We're on the train. We could go now. Let's go. Oh, my God. I hope everybody gets on safe. Goodbye, Stone Prison. Yeah, the riot worked. We did it. Oh my god, let's get the fuck out of here. I haven't been on a train in forever. I didn't even think trains existed. Holy shit. This has been Grease Valley Radio. We escaped Stone Prison, but we got a little bit more coming to you. We'll bring you an outro. It's been a great time to you. Hey yo, it's a boy, it's Stagaby, Bella, and Big Bumble Bolly, and we're all safe. I mean, I think we're safe. We're on a highway folk train right now. We're getting away from the stone prison, and that's all that matters to me. The highway folks seem pretty nice. They've offered me some comfort. They said relax here. You could chill in the candy cart. Here's some Marlboro melon soda. Some really cool soda they gave me. This melon ass soda. Really good. I'm all still beat up and scared from that escape. I've never had to escape a stone prison. I don't know if anyone's ever escaped stone prison. I'll have to ask more people in my interviews. And oh man, we gotta
We gotta get back to the Grease Valley somehow. Donnie told me a little earlier that we're heading towards the Golden Coast. The train's gonna ride us all the way to the Golden Coast, and he said that's the next stop, which works pretty perfect for me. I think from there, once we're inside of the Golden Coast, I could head towards Beach City, and then from Beach City, I could explore, shop around. I haven't been to a beach or a city in forever. I heard they got, like, great shops, great food, good friends. They got, oh, so much good nautical food. I heard they got these sea berry pies. Ooh, I gotta try one myself. So, you know, stick around to listen to Beach City stuff all the way from the Golden Coast. Maybe I could find some friends out there, make some friends, meet some questers, you know, to help me out, bring them back to the Grease Valley to help overthrow the fucking Greel Garrison. Maybe I do some odd jobs for them. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, you gotta stick around. Check up. How are you guys doing? It's been a bit since I could check up on you guys. So what are you guys up to? You guys got enough schmeg? You smoking that good? How much water you got? You got enough internet chips? What about your friends? Have you checked up on your friends lately? Make sure you're upkeeping all your relationships and showing care to all the people that are close to you. You know what I mean? It's that nice stuff. Ooh, and are you listening to this Bullet Mountain EP like I have? Since I've been chilling in here, I plugged in an internet chip and decided to check out Bullet Teeth's newest project. I mean, Bullet Teeth is a scum fuck, and none of his lyrics make sense. This is just a bumblefuck nonsense of mythology and guns and nature and fucking bullets and food. Like, I don't know. You gotta go check it out. It's the Bullet Mountain EP. You find it on the internet, on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and shit. I don't know. I found it on Bumble Braze, one of the best music streaming sites as of 2060. So, you know, stay safe, everybody. We're passing through the Pacific Northwest now. I could smell all the trees. We're heading towards the big, big Golden Coast, right to the center of the Golden Coast. So I'll tell you when we're there. We're going to night-night. We're going to sleep for a bit. It's been that Grease Valley Radio. Escape the Stone Prison to you. It's the Big Bumble Bali with the credits, outro credits. Ayo, creator of the show, BBB, Big Bumble Bali, Big Boy Basti, all the good stuff. Sound editor and sound engineer, BBB. I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at my sound designs. I want to make a bunch of big fights in the future and stuff. I want to make a whole fantasy podcast with a bunch of fantasy fighting. I need to get better at it. So hit me up for sound engineering, intro music made by BBB. You want to find more music made by Big Bumble Bali? I've done the intro music for Grease Valley Radio, Gummin' It, and Shady Sands Adventures. That's three shows already. Go check out Shady Sands Adventures. Anywhere you find podcasts, go listen to Gummin' It. Found anywhere you listen to podcasts. Shady Sands Adventures ran and created and hosted by your boy, Big Bumble Bali. I'm a co-host with my other co-host, Scummy. We talk all the good stuff. We just did a giant bit about TTRPGs and TTRPG safety. A giant safety kit. Also, we talked wrestlers who did a live stream of playing D&D. If that sounds interesting, go check out episode 7 of Shady Sands Adventures. And check out all the episodes. We got plenty of nonsense. Follow at Scummy Tummy to see what she's up to. Follow me at Grease Radio or at Shady Sands Adventures for all the updates on both of the shows. And go listen to Bullet Mountain EP on the SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Go check out the BBB music. All the music I make, go find it on SoundCloud. Bullet Teeth. Ayo, thank you guys for sticking around. It's been that Grease Valley Radio. To you.